Hey, you ever notice how weird things happen before every show?
How do you mean?
Good evening, guys.
Here it comes.
So I decided to try something new today.
No, I'm out of here.
What did you do?
Well, the kids call it twerking.
And I'm back.
How'd that go?
Well, I had this lovely meal up at Montana's, so I decided to twerk and got no response.
Right in the middle of the restaurant?
Well, yeah. No reaction.
Are you sure you're doing it right?
Not like it's very hard. I've already twerked at all my favorite celebrities. I've re-twerked any interesting twerks that I've seen, and nobody seems to be all that into me.
Do you mean tweet?
Yeah, what did I say? And welcome to another episode of Epic, where you can follow us on Twitter at EpicCHSR. You can go to Facebook, facebook.com/EpicCHSR. And you can visit our website at on the WordPress system, geeklude.com/Epic. Yes, we are talking about social media today, where it has been, where it is now, where it's going. And with me to talk about these things in the studio is Richard.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm checking Twitter.
Andy.
Hi. You can tweet me at Andy last name.
Hey, Rich, would you like to plug your Twitter?
It is at EpicRich1, as in number one.
And joining us remote today is our good friends Nutty.
At NukeJoss.
And
he's hi, I'm at the Clock Doc.
There you go. All right.
And so, Mark, what about yourself?
Wait. Oh, at Mark Cabot. That's pretty simple. And simple you can. Well, I think I already mentioned the show Twitter handle at the beginning. I don't even remember.
Did.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did.
Well, we're going to launch right into our first segment.
Wait,
here.
Hang on a second. We're one short.
Where's Joel?
Where am I?
So where is Joel?
He said he was going to meet somebody that he met on Friendster. But I haven't heard from him in a couple of days, so I'm starting to worry.
Ooh.
I'm sure he's fine.
Mm. Yeah, he's fine.
He'll turn up someplace.
He's really good at getting into duct tape.
Yeah.
Don't ask. Okay, then we're fine.
Yeah, it's good.
Moving along.
Yeah.
That was the first time I think we used that in the show. That whole
yes,
intro
we recorded a very long time ago, and I keep forgetting about it.
For those that are just tuning in, Joel used to record with us.
And now he has a life,
long
apparently.
Yeah. Time ago.
Yeah. So we're talking about social media. About should we start in the past? Should we go
yes,
back in time?
Yes, let's start with the past. What was the first social media site?
Ye any old of you town crier.
What's that? Say that again.
The first social media site you've been on.
The one first I've been on.
Mm-hmm.
How about ICQ?
Yeah, does I was about
count?
To say.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Well, no,
that's
yeah.
not a social media site.
I don't know.
That was a chat
count?
Program.
Well,
it's where the messengers came. It's where the yeah. social media sites came from. It started way back with PowWow and ICQ.
If we're going to talk that, we'll talk MIRC.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that was a piece of software. That wasn't
was.
A site
it,
that, well, IRC check, was a
IRC,
software,
yeah.
too. So maybe we'll extend this. Maybe we'll extend this not to be social media, but social technology.
Ironically, the people that tend to hang out in the chat rooms in IRC, at least from when I was there, were very antisocial.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go back even further than that. GeoCities.
Yeah. Or BBM message boards.
Area
GeoCities
51.
Is about the same.
What was it? Oh, what was my number? I was in Area 51, and it was like 8395. I can't remember the actual.
Was that
number.
a GeoCities chat room?
Yeah. GeoCities were the whole point was you were in different neighborhoods, so it was geocities.com/, and then you'd have your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I was in Area 51, and then you'd have a number, and I had a 4-digit number after mm-hmm. that. Later, GeoCities went to give you usernames, so you'd be like, you know, GeoCities/NukeJoss. But in the early days, you were Area 51, or you were Star Trek, or you were fantasy or whatever. I forget all the different ones.
Yeah. So for our younger viewers, GeoCities was sort of an online website creation, I guess, platform.
And, yeah.
And there's tons of them too. I mean, there's GeoCities, there's Tripod,
Angel Fire.
Yeah.
Essentially, you get on there, you can make your own homepage,
Homestead.
And you communicate with other people.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, kind of neat. A lot of animated GIFs.
Lots of GIFs.
Spinning
oh,
email.
Oh, my goodness.
The
so cool, many GIFs.
Little spinning at
Dancing
symbol.
Jesus. Mm.
The under construction guy.
The dancing baby from
Alan
McBeal.
The dancing baby. I remember the dancing baby. I love the dancing
My
baby.
My God, we're old.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Area 51, Athens, Augusta, Bourbon Street, Broadway, all right, Research Triangle, Sunset Strip, Rodeo Drive. These are all the different cities that you can
I was going to say, that's a long username.
Yeah.
So, but those really, you know, the traditional social media definition now, those really wouldn't quite fit.
Well, no, because
well,
that was
no,
all
these websites.
It was redefined with Facebook. I mean, or no, maybe more MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace probably came first.
I would say that it was first redefined with LiveJournal.
Oh, LiveJournal. I forgot about LiveJournal.
Because that was when you could make friends. This is what I think makes social media. The ability to make friends and follow people.
Yeah.
And LiveJournal gave you your list of friends, and you could read all of the journals on one page, much like a news feed. And you could make friends and get to see private posts and so forth. Again, much like on Facebook and other social media sites. So my thought is that LiveJournal is one of the early social media sites.
Hmm. Yeah. It's content sharing too.
Yep.
I'm trying to think the chat programs that kind of evolved was ICQ was the first one that I can remember.
MSN Messenger was a big one. It was huge.
Originally I hated MSN Messenger.
Oh, yes.
And I was
well,
developing
AOL's
ICQ.
Messenger, which used to just be on the AOL platform and then was opened up to everybody.
Right.
That's true.
That's because
Yahoo
nobody was
had
on
a messenger as well.
Yahoo too. Yeah. ICQ bloated, I think, is what the big problem with that. The software bloated like crazy.
It was that. Plus, one thing I hated too was you got these guys that thought they were so clever because they had that nuke program. Remember that one?
Oh, I remember that.
You tick off someone enough, they press the nuke button on your name, and it forces your system to have a blue screen error.
The reason why was messages on the ICQ network. You logged in and you got a list of IPs of all your friends.
Which I remember you saying previously was another huge problem with programs is that you could see their actual IP address of every single person.
Because you used to send the message directly to their computer. It didn't go through the central server. And the problem with that is once you have their IP, you can do denial of service attacks, you can do all kinds of things. You can scan for open ports, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, IRC you could do that quite a bit with as well. There's actually a lot of little scripts you could add.
IRC is pretty bad for that too. It was because it's very low-level stuff. Now, MSN, one of the big things they had going for them is every message that you send doesn't go to the
destination. Server-based.
It goes to the server, and the server then broadcasts it back to whoever you're sending it to.
Now, if we really, really want to go way, way back.
Signals.
No, we can talk about BBSs.
Bulletin board systems, yes.
And those were sort of an early social media. I mean, it was sort of pre-internet.
It was kind of it was a mutex type of social media, right?
Yeah, it was a subculture or a genre that you were interested in, and you somehow found this phone number, and your computer would dial this phone number, and you would enter the BBS,
and then your mom would pick up the phone,
right?
Like, Mom, I'm on the internet.
I'm talking to a girl.
I hope.
I think. I actually paid when I was in high school to have my own phone line. Put in to my room so that I could be constantly connected to this BBS service.
Luxury.
Which had multiple lines. And I got in as one of their system operators and therefore was connected all the time and had this ANSI style text only kind of interface to it. But I remember playing a game on there called Trade Wars, which was awesome. It was a text-based trading program that you could buy planets and attack other people and something like that. But it was turn-based, so you got on, you had so many turns per day, stuff like that. And it was called the Rat's Nest BBS, I do believe. And there was another one.
I've connected to that before.
You might have. Have you ever been up north? It was in our area.
Quebec.
Okay, maybe you connected to it from long distance or something like that. And I was also on a network pre-internet called Quantum Link. Have you ever heard of that?
No, is that the one with Scott Bakula?
No. It's basically a large news service. I think I could probably... I'm going to mark it in the show notes so that I can find...
Speaking of news service, Usenet.
Oh, Usenet, yeah.
That would be a... And that's still on now, actually. That's Usenet still exists and people still use it and it's still pretty popular.
I'm going to start making show notes.
Dot something dot something.
Yeah, alt dot sex dot... I mean...
Or
because research.
Actually, it's used a lot
research.
Now for a lot of like television sharing and things like that. There are indexers specifically for that, where you can have these indexing websites will index Usenet looking for TV show downloads, and you can automate you know, show downloads using that type of indexing.
By the way, you meant, did you say, did you call it Merck or IRC?
I call it Merck because that's the program I use, MIRC.
The program is called Merck.
I pronounced it MIRC.
Yeah, the actual network was IRC, Internet Relay Chat.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
Have any of you heard of Open Diary?
Open Diary?
No.
No, I have not.
Apparently, this is generally regarded as one of the first social networks ever. Apparently, it's still up, but it's a ghost town. And the last most recent post is from 2012.
Oh,
but I've never even heard of this one.
I've never heard of it either.
Yeah.
Well, that one's new to me. Trying to think of some other ones from the past. Well, there's the old MySpace.
Yes.
Which, before they refactored.
Who was on the original MySpace?
Teenagers, bands.
I was not. I heard of it, and I think I created an account, but I never used it. It felt more like a very fancy version of GeoCities more than a social network.
It did, yeah. And I remember going on to other people's MySpaces and like, is this something I'm interested in? And everyone was picking these gaudy background graphics that made the text unreadable. And
so white on yellow.
MySpace seemed to be either this is obscure music from bands you've never heard of, and or arguments about, because you were allowed to have like, you had like a friends list in MySpace, but you had like a top eight or whatever that would sort of show up, and it was, how come this person is in your top eight and I'm not, and we're dating and now we're not friends anymore? Well, after we broke up, then I just never saw a point in going back to I'm sorry, my mind was elsewhere. That MySpace had this, the community went very, very immature very, very quickly, where it was all about the graphics or the music or all about arguing about who was on your friends list and who was not. And it just seemed a very, very unappealing community to me.
It seemed to evolve into like a platform for musicians as well. I mean, there was a lot of musicians I found that were on there. Like, you'd get, oh, go to my MySpace.
Was that the original intent, I think? Bands?
It might have been. I know Weird Al was on there.
But that's what it is now, I think. I think it's turned into.
Yeah, they rebranded it for that because they found that musicians were using it. But it was opened as a general website. Now, MySpace was opened in 2003, and I've got this list from Wikipedia. And there is another website that is considered a social network that is older than MySpace. That I was on until it became a spamming nightmare. Classmates.com. 1995.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I didn't think it was that old.
I didn't think it was that old either. How many of you had Classmates.com?
I've heard of it.
I did, and I still get spam filtered out from them to this day.
I was never actually huge into the...
I graduated the same
the whole thing in the
out.
First place, so well, it's just...
Every now and then it says so-and-so would like to get in touch with you, and it'd be somebody from... somebody that I graduated with, but that person really wasn't trying to get in touch with me because I was already in contact with them on Facebook, and I asked them, have you been on classmates.com and trying to get in touch with me? And they're like, no. So it would just kind of, to try to get your attention, it would grab somebody from your graduating class because you put that information in when you registered, so it knows.
So it's lying to you.
Yeah, it basically lied.
That's it. I'm done with that. No, not going back.
Classmates.com was the reason I got invited to my my high school reunion. Because my high school, basically what they do is they sell the information to this, or they have a bidder, this reunion company that does it.
Okay.
And all they do is send notices to where you lived when you were in high school.
That's funny.
Oh.
Use Facebook.
My mom has lived three different places since then. Mm-hmm. So I was found by the class president through classmates.com. And then, so this was... 2005 was my reunion, and very shortly after that it became a spamming nightmare, and I had to aggressively get my account deleted and get off there because that's a dangerous website. Do not put any information to classmates.com anymore. But I was very surprised that it's been there since 1995.
They've become a data mining company, I think, is what
they really have.
Which kind of in our last show we talked about apps and stuff like that, and they data mine now too. But anyway,
next we have LiveJournal is 1999.
Yep.
DeviantArt is 2000.
Oh yeah, that's still up.
I was one of the earlier DeviantArt people, but I don't think I was that early with DeviantArt. I mean, that's pretty early. Friendster, as we mentioned, was 2002. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Friendster always had the reputation of a hookup site?
Yes.
Yeah, that's always what it was, right?
Pretty much.
Probably. Okay. I wasn't on it.
LinkedIn is 2003, which I did not realize.
I thought that was newer.
Predates MySpace by a couple of months. And then Facebook is 2004.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break there. We're going to listen to some, a little bit dated, but some pretty cool music based on the social networks. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about social networks of today.
You're listening to Epic, online and on the air at 97.9 CHSR-FM.
A traveler said that my studies would begin with these people.
Shut up, Wesley!
Yeah, shut up, Wesley. Epic will return after these messages.
I wouldn't call myself a social butterfly, and there's not much that separates me from the other guy. But when I log in, I begin to live. There's an online world where I am king of a little website dedicated to me, with pictures of me and a list of my friends and an unofficial record of the groups that I'm in. Before the internet, friendship was so tough. You actually had to be in people's presence and stuff. Who would have thought that with a point and a click, I would know that Hope Floats is your favorite flick?
Harry Connick Jr.
Facebook. I'm hooked on Facebook. I used to meet girls hanging out at the mall, but now I just wait for them to write on my wall. Take a look. On Facebook.
Hey, it says that Link's status has changed. He's playing the recorder.
How do you know this person? Did you hook up with this person? Do you need to request confirmation? Did you just think they looked cute in their picture on Facebook? If the internet crashed all across the land, or my Facebook account was deleted by the man, I carry around a picture of my face and a summary of me typed out on a page.
Facebook.
I'm hooked on Facebook. It's more than a want, it's more than a need. I'd shrivel up and die without my many feet. Take a look, you're hooked on Facebook.
Facebook.
Take a look on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ryan with Green Up, and you're listening to Epic, the only place where you can get an epic dose of fun every week from a geek's eyes point of view.
And we are back. You heard Facebook song by Rhett and Link. You can head on over to geekglue.com/epic. The show notes for this episode, where you can find links to their website, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and YouTube pages. If you haven't seen Rhett and Link yet, they're a pretty awesome comedy duo. Do a lot of stuff on YouTube. We are talking about social media, and we're going to move along through time to the present and what kind of social medias are currently out at the time of this recording, which is in the latter part of 2014.
Well, the funny thing about the current social networks is I was kind of sort of old school, and I didn't like them. Like Facebook, I didn't see the use of it. I thought it was the stupidest thing ever when I first
Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook. Here's the reason. Is initially, I did not want to go on it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was stupid. I didn't think it would be any benefit. And then I realized that I was starting to develop what I call old man tech. Not old man tech you, but old man tech.
It's when you realize I'm becoming my father.
It's when you start thinking, well, I don't want to embrace this new stuff. I don't want to try this new stuff. The old way's better.
Yeah, I don't want to try it because it's new.
And it's really, and you can get trapped in that pretty easily. And mm-hmm. I've seen people who got trapped in that, who work in the IT industry, who are so hopelessly out of date with current trends and current technology that they can't really, they shouldn't be working in tech anymore. And I didn't want to be that. And I realized that I was starting to go that route. So I figured, okay, I'm going on Facebook. I'm going on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. And just so that I could get a feel for it and use it. Now, I'm not the most active user in the world. But I mean, at least when someone says, oh yeah, I put it up on Facebook, I can go and check and you know, I know what it is and I keep current. Right. So get off my lawn.
So Facebook is definitely one of the more modern ones. LinkedIn is the other. I think those are kind of the top two right now. MySpace is still around.
You think LinkedIn is higher than Twitter?
Twitter is pretty big. Yeah, I suppose.
It's kind of huge.
I think I've got one that'll top most of those other ones.
Oh, really?
Okay.
What about Steam?
Steam?
Interesting. Steam.
Because Steam gaming has besides being a marketplace for video games, Steam has a massive social component to it.
I did not know that.
That will let you build a friends list. And, you know, you can chat with your fellow gamers. You can see what games they're playing, when they're playing. And you can even use Steam for things like I'm playing a game. I notice that you're online. I'll invite you and then you can join the game that I have in progress or I can join the game that you have in progress. And we can all multiplayer together in various things. Steam has given rise to what they call Project Greenlight, which is they allow their fan base to vote on which games they want highlighted so that they give the spotlight to smaller developers to bring their products to market.
Yes, one thing I love about Steam is their for the independent creator. They really give the independent creator a platform to distribute their stuff. And some of the independent creations on that network are absolutely amazing.
Speaking of creators and independent creators, we haven't really mentioned YouTube.
As a social network?
Yeah, as a social network.
Indeed it is.
And it's like sort of the next level because it's like whole video communication. Like it's mm-hmm. And it started out as, you know, just, you know, people making their own little videos and people liking them and watching them. And
Here's my cats. Watch the video.
Exactly. But it's developed
It is a social network. And, you know, to the people who disagree, you know, because you have a list of subscribers you can, you know, there are people that are watching yours and you have a list of other feeds that you're watching and you get updates on what they're doing. And
you can reply to videos with your own video. You can reply with comments.
Plus also make a living doing it as well.
And yeah, like there's so much money in YouTube right now. It's not funny. It's the point where a bunch of I remember when this happened. It was a couple of years back where a bunch of the really prominent YouTubers kind of got together and they made kind of like a YouTube network. And it's Maker Studios. And you may have heard of it before. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of the high-end, like, really popular YouTubers. And essentially what they did is they banded together to pool resources, and they actually created a business out of this where they can put out videos at a higher quality more frequently and essentially make more money out of it. Which is good and bad. It's good they get, you know, the popular guys are doing what people enjoy. However, it makes it a lot more difficult for the smaller guys to get into things now. So it's really interesting how that's moved.
Getting traffic to your YouTube videos, pretty much you have to pay for it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, it doesn't happen.
Or you got to really luck out.
Get that viral video.
So there are a billion active users on YouTube, according to an article on digitalinsights.in.
That is a significant portion of the world population.
Oh, sorry. It's a billion total users, not active. So there you go. A billion total users.
It's 1 in 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, if you have a Gmail account, you have a YouTube account.
Yep.
As long as you turn it on. You actually have to turn these things on.
They're not linked anymore.
Say again?
The Google Plus is not linked anymore. You don't no longer need to have Google Plus to have Gmail.
Oh.
No, okay. No. That's agreed. But you do need to have Google Plus to, anyway, you have to have a Gmail, or if you have a Gmail, you have access to YouTube, and I think that's how you get into YouTube for most of them anyway. And there is some weird thing about how you, if you want to broadcast as a YouTube user and make comments, you need to have a Google Plus account, or they were doing that not that long ago. It was really annoying because I've had YouTube since before Google bought it, and so my email address did not match up to the username, and it caused all sorts of problems.
I stopped commenting on YouTube videos because of that. Because the YouTube account that I would use wasn't associated with the same Gmail account that I have.
Exactly.
So it screwed me, and I didn't want to link them. So I said, "Screw that! I'm not gonna."
Facebook currently has the most active users of social media accounts websites now, with 1.28 billion.
Wow.
And that's monthly active users. So all those Facebook accounts that nobody's using are not part of this.
Wow. And they've been really good at cutting down on bots and spammers and that kind of thing. It's very difficult to create a bot account on Facebook, apparently.
72% of online adults visit Facebook at least once a month.
Wow. That's very significant. And they're leveraging that for advertising like crazy right now. And doing a good job of it.
And 75% of the engagement on a post happens in the first 5 hours. And India, much like many other tech things, is one of the biggest growing markets.
That's pretty neat.
Now, Google Plus. Now, we're all like, huh? What's Google Plus?
I heard about it.
They have more users than Facebook. They have 1.6 billion total users. Now, that's mostly because if you have a Gmail account,
you
have access to Google Plus, and they're really trying to force you to use this. Mm-hmm. But only 548 million monthly active users.
Yeah, they got into a market that was already very well dominated. Yeah. I'm surprised they survived at all.
Well, there's always something new coming out. Says we are going to be the Facebook book, you know, killer, and blah. I was like, okay, go play over there with the other ones.
Well, I like the idea of circles.
Yeah,
that really intrigues me, and I make a lot of use of that. Mostly my contact list, but I still make use of it. Mm-hmm. And but I find the usability of Google Plus through the web portal anyway is a little difficult.
And they were forcing people to link to their Google Plus, which was that really upset a lot of the users. Which really is one of the reasons it's not more popular than it is, because once you upset the internet, it's...
Yeah. They're forcing people to link to... I don't understand. They're forcing
like
people to...
If you had a Gmail account or you
wanted
you had to link your services.
Yeah,
so,
If you want to make a comment on a YouTube post, they can find your Google Plus account.
Yeah. And you have to link
it
together.
So you can't just...
And you have to have...
Say, dude, you should die in a fire, you know, as most YouTube comments are.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
But... There's a lot of bad things said about Google Plus. One statistic I found really interesting, though, is that 53% of interaction between Google Plus and user and a brand is positive. 53% of interaction between a Google Plus user and brand is positive. So if you're actually a user of Google Plus and you're interacting with brands on Google Plus, you're getting a positive experience. Which I think probably has a much lower percentage on, say, Facebook.
Possibly.
Most people are annoyed by pages at this point.
Yeah.
My one problem, see, I've been on Facebook for quite a while. For the longest time, I didn't quite understand it, and I didn't know why anyone would use it. There's a couple of reasons why I use Facebook now. One, everyone and my mother is on it. Number two, the groups. I love the Facebook groups. They make coordination and collaboration really easy, and you can set all sorts of different privacy settings for these groups. And the third one is these kids today don't use email.
Yeah.
And you need to use Twitter or Facebook or whatever to actually communicate with the younger generation and even the older generation. Their email is just dying out as a communication tool. I still love it, but it doesn't work, and you have to adapt. It's Google Plus added groups, they're horrible because everything you do in a group is completely public. There's no particular reason why you would be in there, and there's no notifications whenever anybody posts anything in the group.
Mm-hmm. And it's created an interesting little schism where there's no consistent way to get in touch with anybody on the internet anymore. Like, you can't always be sure they're going to have an email account or...
Exactly. Or Facebook, are they on Facebook? Because some people don't want to use Facebook. Mm-hmm. I think, personally, most people that actively use Google Plus do it because they don't like Facebook and they don't want to be on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just out of spite.
I use Facebook now to look at pictures, families post, stuff like that. Yeah. I don't really use it as an active social media tool. In fact, I'm probably more active on
you
on
are
sites.
Using it as an active social media tool. You're not using it to make new friends, you are using it for communication to see those pictures.
Like, active as in me posting and adding content.
Yes, yes.
I'm more active in that respect on sites like Reddit, which is it's starting to become a really large I guess internet social media site. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know who Reddit is, it's sort of like a they build themselves as the front page of the internet.
Yeah.
It's essentially anything and everything you can think of is posted there.
It's like a very modern news group.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Now, I found it reminds me of, some of you guys may remember this, /dot.org.
Yep, mm-hmm. I remember that.
And that used to be my go-to site. That was like an IT tech site where it was essentially people would post cool things, cool links, you know. And it was really, really popular in its day. And it actually coined a term called the /dot effect, where people would, if they post a link to this, hey, check out this cool website, they're developing this neat new technology, and if you didn't get there right away, you'd go and click on it and the site would be down because there'd be so much traffic generated from /dot going to this URL, it would take the site offline.
I remember that being called, you got /dotted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, there was a site called Dig.com.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Which was a really big one. I went from /dot to Dig because Dig had the better better interface.
And also spawned one of the web shows that I used to love, which was Dig Nation.
Yeah, and that was like the site to go to for your info until the guy decided to, I think he retired and he sold the site.
Kevin sold,
He didn't retire. He's still pretty young. He just moved on.
And the people who took it over just destroyed it. Mm-hmm. And it's now more like what's that clickbait site? Gawker,
BuzzFeed.
Yeah, it's kind of like BuzzFeed now, which is just terrible. And then I went to Reddit, and Reddit was kind of started, I think, similar time frame to Dig, I always stayed away from it because the user interface on first glance isn't very good. Because it's just, you know, white page with a bunch of links on it.
Right.
You get used to it after a while. And there's a bunch of cool enhancement tools for it that lets you, you know, instead of having to click on a link to view an image, you just hit a little plus and it expands it. It's really quite neat. And the amount of pages on there, as of last month, there were 135 million unique visitors to the website from over 201 different countries, viewing a total of 5,548,038,000 pages. And there's over 7,700 active communities on Reddit. So it is a significant force, I guess, in the social media structure. But of course, it really runs the gamut of your 13-year-old in his basement, you know, causing all sorts of fun to people my age.
All right, so we're going to take another break there. We're going to listen to some more social media music. And I think after the break, the last thing we're going to talk about is where we think social media is going, what you can do to maybe protect yourself a little bit, and maybe some of our gripes on current social media and how we hope it's not going to go or how we think it is going to go in the near future.
Dull, boring day at the office.
That if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned. There's more Epic on the way.
Ooh. I saw you once, it was enough. You asked me what I wanted, I want you. But I replied, I'll have some fries. Some mesmerized, my heart was overdriving through. I saw your name, and not ashamed. I searched within 500 miles to find any clue, just as to who I've fallen for, cause you got me.
From the Vicast, and you're tuned in to Epic at geekblue.com, a lovely place to explore your inner geek. Come on in, we have pie.
And we're back. You just heard MySpace Girls from the Afters. Once again, you can head over to geekblue.com/epic where you can find on the show notes for this episode the links to their show, their YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Q Squared account, I never heard of that, and all the other stuff where you can go buy their music.
Other things.
Yeah, and actually that particular song is really old, because it's a song about
MySpace.
Somebody stalking a girl on MySpace, essentially, back when it was a social media hub and not so much.
Before, this is before the world of Craigslist.
We didn't talk about Craigslist as a social. Maybe we shouldn't.
I don't know. Is that really a social media?
You're right. Better off not. Yeah. Well, it's classifieds.
That's classifieds. Yeah, you're right.
So
I have a question. Can everybody, or can we go around the room and everybody say, what social media sites do you actively use? Not what do you have an account?
I was thinking the same thing, actually.
What do you actively use? Like, at least once a week.
Okay. Why don't you start?
Okay. Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Google+. I wouldn't say that I use LinkedIn every week, but once a month. And YouTube.
Okay. Fred?
Facebook, Twitter, Bandcamp, and various forums.
Oh, yes. Bandcamp. Forgot about that one. And Steam.
Okay. We'll start on this end with me. Definitely Steam. Use it all the time. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube probably, and I guess WordPress if you want to call that a.
Oh, and I forgot Flickr. I use Flickr all the time.
We never even spoke about Flickr or Tumblr, Andy.
Reddit and YouTube.
Reddit and YouTube. So you're pretty...
I'm not social.
Yeah.
Yes, we know this. Yeah. So yeah, for myself, pretty much, you know, Twitter all the time. Of course, YouTube, I never thought of that really social media, but that's a very good point. Yeah, probably just that.
YouTube's more of a social media, you receive social media.
It's my time sink. It's that is all it is. Like, you know, but on Twitter though, I'm just, you know, there, I'm sitting here and thinking, I'm like, why did I start using Twitter in the first place? It was because I started following Jon Favreau during the original Iron Man shoots because he was posting pictures from the set.
Ah.
So I'm like, holy crap, I get early shots from the director. Follow. And that's why I started using it.
Good
enough reason.
I essentially go on Reddit and YouTube. That's what I do during the day instead of working.
Our government dollars going to use, folks.
Yeah.
I use my social media to keep my friends close to me because they're all over the world. Being somebody that lives in a different country than her family, I had to come up with ways to do this. But I've always been like this. I mean, for instance, Tech and I, we met living in different countries through Star Trek chat rooms. This is just how I live. I need to have people, and I can do this through the internet.
Well, we're using Skype right now to talk to you too. That's another one.
Yes,
that's not really social media. That's a chat program.
Yeah, so I would almost they're actually almost arguably say too that some video games could be seen like that as well too. Like I'm thinking like World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And just any kind of game like that, or even like Second Life and those kind of games.
Second Life, that's still on?
I have no idea, but I heard about it one day.
Yeah.
So, things like that could easily be.
Second Life was actually geared, and it was designed to sort of be the next generation of social media.
Which people started using whenever the Blizzard sites were down for their maintenance.
Didn't, U2 did an, or there was a big band that did an online
U2 did a whole concert
in Second Life. And Second Life was kind of neat because it was like this whole virtual world. It wasn't a game. It was essentially a place you can go to socialize. Mm-hmm. Sort of like a MMO chat room.
There's a lot of those MMOs have massive communities, but they rely not just on the game, but also on a forum.
Yes.
As well. So, you know, games like the, you know, World of Warcraft and EVE Online and all these other ones have a website, you know, classic forum that you go and chat in, and then you can chat in the game as well in real time. Even to the point where EVE Online has a built-in web browser built into the game so that you can be in the forums and surfing on all the other websites and still get your content without needing to alt-tab out of the game.
Yeah, EVE Online is one of those games that sounds really fun until you play it.
Oh, I played it. I loved it. The only thing is with EVE Online, it's not a instant gratification game.
No.
It is a...
You definitely have to play for the long haul.
Yep.
And you have to... the game is what you make of it. So what you put in, you get out. If you expect the game to give you shinies, you're not going to get them. They'll take away your shinies all day.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me, it's probably the closest game currently to the game world in the book Ready Player One.
Yes.
Although that might soon change.
That may change with Star Citizen.
Star Citizen, yeah.
Can't wait for that.
But we didn't even mention how forums are a whole other method of social media. And forums. That's a standard method. You know, that's really what BBS is translated into. Yeah,
that's true.
Like those almost like an evolution of the news group.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So every, I don't know, 6 months or so, you hear about a new social media. You know, this is going to be the thing that kills Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a cursory search of social media for the future. And there's an article from last year about how Next is the next social media. I have no idea what this is. But that's what they were talking about a year ago. Currently, right now, people are talking about Elo. New social media network, and the reason it's getting popularity is that Facebook is cracking down on real name usage, which doesn't make any sense because how many people, you know, it's like they've got names like Sandy Loves Long Walks on the Beach, you know, and things like that. And so many people don't use their real names on Facebook, but for some reason, they're cracking down on drag queens for using stage names. And so people started going to this Elo thing. And it's invite only. And the thing that a lot of people don't understand is that they're like, well, it's ad free and they're not going to step on my toes and they're going to let me do all of these wonderful things. Yeah. Ello is a completely hands off social media site, which means if you post a picture on there, it's completely public. There's no way of making it private or only for your friends. Anyone can friend you. You can't block anyone. And if someone starts harassing you, you can't do anything about it.
You got
to
deal with it.
That's just it. You just have to deal with it. Any picture you put up there, if somebody wants to use it for nefarious purposes, they can, and you can't stop them. So anything you put up there can be used against you. So
Ello is currently experiencing a denial of service attack.
Well, not surprising.
They have to accept it and deal with it.
sorry.
Well, see, they can't possibly call themselves Facebook killers in that way because there's always going to be the people who want privacy. Always.
Exactly. Yeah. And
which, by the way, people, even though it says private, it's not private.
No.
Your private messages are not private.
Yeah. Well, that actually ties into what I want to talk about next was that the whole, you know, cloud storage, I put this on my social, this is on my Facebook profile, no one can see it. Really, it's not. And recently there was that pretty high profile celebrity photo hack. Mm-hmm. And I use the hack term pretty loosely.
Social engineer.
Essentially, yep. They had just really poor passwords. Mm-hmm. But they thought those were private pictures. They thought nobody could see them. Yet they got posted on another social media site called 4chan. And 4chan is similar to Reddit, I guess.
4chan is the premier image sharing website in the world, the most popular.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. ImageUR might be catching up there. ImageUR was created for Reddit. some user created it just for Reddit to be able to host images for it. But 4chan has, especially the certain areas of 4chan have a reputation of so the internet witch hunts, if you can think of it.
Mm-hmm.
B.
I never
very
got
nice
those
people
letters,
there. So. Please don't harass us.
I never quite got the lettering system of that. Well, I haven't been to 4chan much, to be honest. But
yeah, same here. I've never really used
the letter is like the slash.
Yeah,
and some letter. And I know they all mean
each. Each room was given a different letter, and I think at first they were just all alphabetical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some make sense, like slash VG for video games. Mm-hmm. And but slash B is the random group, which is where a lot of random discussions start. Slash K is the weapons group, for some reason, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really kind of funny. There's some really funny things that come out of there. Like there's the poor people are asking them, oh, yeah, I got this picture. Can someone help me, you know, remove this guy in the background? And then it goes through a whole iteration of like just the most ridiculous edits to the photo you've ever seen.
You know what? And some heartwarming stuff because there was a father who he lost his daughter shortly after she was born.
Was that 4chan that did it or Reddit? Reddit's got a whole subreddit dedicated to that.
It was Reddit.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. But of course, Reddit as well is
wait. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, the story. It's a good one.
So this is a story of a father who lost his daughter who was only a few months or a few weeks old perhaps when she passed away, and the only photo he has of her is her filled with tubes everywhere, upper nose, down her throat, and everything.
Yeah.
So he posted one of the photos onto a Reddit subgroup and asked if anybody could fix the photo so he could have a photo of his daughter. And the response was phenomenal.
Just really professional work.
Like you saw the pictures and you'd swear.
Yeah, she looked completely healthy and natural,
they fixed
removed
her
everything,
skin tone,
all the coloring, and yeah,
she looked like a happy little baby, and it was really wonderful.
Yeah.
It was a great thing, and it's one of those rare times that the internet kind of
it did good for a change.
Did good
That's
for a
really
change.
Sweet. Yeah. I like that story. That's so much better than I'm trying to fix my iPhone's battery. Oh, just put it in the microwave. You need to dry it out.
that was 4chan, that one.
A big surprise.
That one there, well, it wasn't with drying out your battery. They put out a picture about the new Wave technology in the iPhone 6 the iPhone 8 OS.
No, it was iPhone 6s.
Yeah.
No, but it was in specifically said it was the iOS update patch. It was a software update that gave you your phone this ability.
In the microwave on high for a minute and a half.
And it'll recharge the battery.
It was the same group, I believe, that also posted that one of the iOS updates made your phone waterproof.
Yeah.
So people brought them in the showers and found out that's not true. Wait, software can't do that?
Yeah. It sounds really silly, by the way, but there are weird hacks like that that have worked in the past. For instance, you drop your phone in the toilet, put it in a bag of rice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That works.
That works, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good reason. There's also been issues that I've had where I take the battery out of my computer, I unplug it, and I put it in the freezer overnight, and it fixes it.
Interesting.
Really?
The battery or the computer?
No, it fixes the computer. The problem is the battery is not connecting. I can't remember exactly.
Which one do you put in
the
freezer, though?
You put the laptop in the freezer.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Why would that have any reference? That you're asking.
I'd be doing it wrong.
You're asking to fry your computer doing that. By
the only time I did it was when I had a computer that was seriously, seriously outdated, and I did it, and it worked for another good 3-4 months until I was like, okay, I can't update this thing anymore.
There's a possibility that by putting in the refrigerator, it dropped the voltage on maybe the CMOS battery enough that reset the BIOS.
I suppose. However,
there are some strange things that are going to happen.
That being said, when you put your laptop in a cold place and then bring it out and then turn it on,
the condensation inside
can short it out and fry it completely. So,
it works in your case. There have been weird hacks that you do.
Oh, yes.
So somebody says, well, if I can put it in the freezer, maybe I can put it at
one of the
microwaves.
So this is not something that we recommend you do.
No, we
did not agree with you trying this at home.
And you know what? The waterproof picture, the claims that they made on it were not beyond the realms of possibility because it didn't say it made your phone waterproof.
Water-resistant.
It said that through this technology, it would use the screen sensor that if there was, it would by using the capacitive touch display, it could sense when water was being dropped on the phone or when the phone moisture was going up.
And it would
by the change of the capacitance of the display, and it would switch off all the vital components so that the moisture wouldn't damage it, and it would have a greater chance of surviving.
Yeah.
But people immediately said, oh, it's waterproof, and they threw it right into the bucket of water or whatever.
And that's the best the best lies come out with that because
that
they sound
truth in there,
true enough, and you know that. I suppose technically that could be possible. You could probably write something for a phone that would do something like that.
Yeah, maybe it wouldn't make it waterproof. Water would still get in there, but if it's off, we all know that if your phone is off when it falls into the water, it stands a greater chance of being dried out and run again.
So long as you don't turn it on.
And it depends on what liquid it's falling into.
Yeah. That also being said, my iPod Touch went through the washing machine, mm-hmm. and I stuck it in a bag of rice and left it there for a week, and it works.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Not a single thing wrong with it. A little bit of lint underneath the screen, but aside from that.
Wait, did you dry it too?
I caught it as I was putting the wash into the dryer.
Oh,
and
I'm
like, oh, crap.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have survived
the dryer. Well, there
now, I thought the speakers had died on it, but it turns out there was just some lint stuck where the speakers were, and when I pulled them out with a pair of tweezers, the speakers started working again.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
It turns out its volume was turned off. That's all it was.
That's fantastic.
We're going to have to wrap this up here. We're all out of time on the social... Well, we kind of went off on a tangent there towards the end, didn't we?
You think?
Oh, well, as we do on the show.
We told people not to trust social media and that whatever you put up there
is forever.
And we did say we were going to talk about where social media was going in the future, and we never mentioned it in the last section.
Well, we talked about how they keep coming up with new social media and that Elo is the latest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, there you go.
And we were busy being social.
That's right.
Facebook. Podcasts are the future of social media.
Facebook acquired the Oculus Rift, so I guess we're going to have virtual reality soon, like Lawnmower Man style interactions. Oh, they're going to link it with Second Life, maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
There you go.
Confirmed?
It'll be Third Life.
This is the part of the show where we plug all of our social media places that you can go find us. When we go around the table and give our Twitter
which
accounts.
We already did at the start of the
we're
show.
We're going to do it again at the end of the show because maybe they didn't have the Twitter accounts open. Richard?
It is at EpicRich1, as in the number one.
Andy?
At Andy last name. All one word.
Nutty?
At NukeChoss, and any social media site, look for NukeChoss. That's me.
How do you spell that?
Yeah.
NUCHTCHAS.
It's just how it sounds.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So go back and replay that a few times to get all those letters in order.
How do you have any social media followers? I have no idea.
I make it challenging. Yeah. Basically, you can find me if you go to nimlas.org, NIMLAS.org. That's easier to spell, and then you'll find links to everything.
Tech?
Yeah, at the clock doc, separated by underscores, or you can also find me at nimlas.org, NIMLAS.org.
All right. And of course, mine is Mark, at Mark Cabot, at MARCCABOT. I like to give out my full name because, I don't know,
You have no
characters. I don't have any stalkers yet, and you know, nice to have one.
Well,
you're also Alan Friendster at
we're so going to sign you up
Friendster, for Tinder, a bunch
of stuff. Engineer,
Snapchat, Chat Life.
Chat Roulette.
Chat Roulette, yes.
The number of snaps sent per day on Snapchat is 400 million.
Yikes.
That's which is absolutely completely safe, and there's no way of saving those pictures for a long period of time.
The number of teenagers who don't realize that people can save their pictures is.
The internet is forever's.
Google Lesson digital learned. Permanence and learn. All right, so we're going to list out the social websites that we are at as a show. We're on Twitter at EpicCHSR. We're on the CHSR website at chsrfm.ca. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/EpicCHSR. And we're on geeklu.com/Epic. I think that's all four.
And there's a Facebook group for Epic.
Oh, yeah, there's a Facebook group for Epic. I don't think the link is very easy to get to.
Did you not show set notes. Up a fancy link yet?
No, I don't think I did. Maybe I should. Maybe that's why we don't have
you
a lot
should.
Of people in there.
You should do that. But if you search for it under groups and you search for Epic on CHSR, mm-hmm. you will find it.
Yes.
And if you're over 18, you can find the Epic Snapchat group at...
That's being created right now, by the way.
That's for Epic After Dark.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next time.
Epic is a Geeklu production and published by the CHSR Broadcasting Corporation. The Epic theme music, Cheesy Lab, is written and produced by Kevin McLeod. It is provided under Creative Commons License Attribution 3.0. All views expressed on this program is solely those of the individual and not necessarily shared by Geeklu Productions or CHSR Broadcasting Corporation.
You sound like you're trying to poop in that whole line.
So I had this lovely meal at my antennas. Oh,
it's not sitting. Not sitting.
That lots of fiber.
Sounds like you need ribs.
That's definitely a Montana's meal.
All right, let me just, before we get to it, I'm actually going to bring up the... So I know...